feedback? So, just like last time, we'll just start with questions for people inside, then we'll move on to Zoom. First question, we go to Christopher Dorn.
Coach, tomorrow night's game could feel a little bit like an away game, given the way Club America travels. Could you discuss what you've shared with the team and how you think it may or may not influence the match tomorrow night?
I'm happy to play this game. The player knows that since the beginning, when I took the team, I said that on my way, we want to approach the same game, to have the same mentality. So it could be new for us to have more fans. But I'm not sure about this, because I think that our fans are going to be loud also, so it's going to be good. And again, good exercise for my players to see if, like I told you, they can stay focused on the task, knowing that it's going to be a good game, knowing that it's going to be maybe a different atmosphere, I don't know. But the approach is the same. It's the same, try to be details and try to be focused on us. We respect every team, but we fear no team, because this is the approach that I want to have with my players. And the game will dictate what we're going to have to do. And this is the way we approach this game.
We know the Columbus Crew have an identity. A lot of clubs in Major League Soccer have identities. I would presume that leagues have identities as well. What sort of identity does Liga MX have, and how is it different from Major League Soccer?
You know, after that, identity is personal. You know, it comes with, first of all, there is the vision of the club. Every club, they should have a vision. And sometimes this is not always clear. But here, I'm happy that this is clear. And that's why I'm here. And after that, yes, I think that for me, a club works well when they are able to get a coach who fit the identity of the club. So this is the way I see it. So with the Mexican team, we know that their personality and also the way they play, and they are really aggressive, and they have also really good player. And tactically, this is also interesting, because they are able to have different animations. And I had the pleasure to face different teams a few years ago, and also next year. And I'm really happy to play all the time against this Mexican team, because first of all, it's we have to be strong mentally, because the way their background as a player is strong. So they are really passionate for the game. And so we have to be strong mentally, and also we have to match the same intensity that they're going to put, because this is the way they play, this is the way they are, and I love it. And also tactically, because they have good players, they're able to do good things. So honestly, for me, I'm really pleased to play against Club America. Usually I don't take too much attention, I would say, with the name of the team, because But I have to say that Club America, this is a good team. So we have a good story also. So the idea is to compete. We're going to compete, and we'll see after that.
I know that Julian has only been here a short amount of time, a brief amount of time. How is it going in the short amount of time he's been here? It just kind of getting him, you know, up to speed, mm-hmm. with your system and all the things that you want to do.
Yeah, so he's been with us since the beginning of the week, and what I like to do is to leave the player express himself, if I can say it like this. So he's been playing, he's been training, and the idea is to see him doing what he usually does. And today we did a meeting with him to show him the game model, because for me it was really important to see. We brought him because he can help us on certain things. So play, express yourself. And after that, after 5-6 days, we were able to have videos from him during the week and showed him what we wanted to do and what he has to adjust. So this is what we did today, and he's happy to be here. I'm happy to have him, and now he's going to start on the bench.
Thank you.
No, this is an easiest one for me, because I like when a player comes, I like to give him time to see the way we play live. So for me, it's really important that instead of, he could have started, yes, but the idea is to, he has to feel the team, he has to see the way we play, and after that, he should be able to come in.
Merci for that, by the way. With him, continuing on that, is it nice to be able to have, whether it's tomorrow or the knockout rounds, to be able to, you know, get him on the field at some point before another MLS game?
Yeah, for sure, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen because again, this is almost the end of the season, so everything will go fast. And we bought him because he's gonna be able to help the team to be better. But also, he's coachable. Also, we're going to be able to make him better, I hope, with a lot of humility. And we're going to be better also, because we're going to learn about him. And this is a competition for me is really important within the players, because this is a tool for each player to be better. So, happy.
I'm just curious, Lucas played with Tigres, and in his time with Tigres faced Club America 18 times, and in only one game was able to score, and it was a brace in 2017. Have you had any conversations with Lucas about maybe how personal this match might be for him, given his history against Club America? Mm.
You are really detailed in terms of goal and so on, but maybe he was really good, but he didn't score. No, Lucas, obviously it's normal. It's like, I don't know, it's like me if I play against a really good French team. So for sure, I want to be good. This is a special game. So it's normal. So again, the idea is going to be to enjoy, first of all. And he's going to have emotions like every human being. But the idea is going to be also to control his emotion, to stay focused on what he has to do on the pitch. And he's going to play his game. And by that, he's going to be able to face it, a good team and a Mexican team.
Thanks for going to go to the Zoom question. It'll be Gerald Lucas. Gerald, go ahead.
Coach, after seeing Club America play against St. Louis the other night, it showed a little bit of similarities to your team. How do you prepare the team for going up against a team that has similarities as far as like possession and the way they attack?
The tool for me, I said it yesterday to my team, is to be resilient, because they are able to make 30 passes, I would say, like us, but they are able also to make one or two passes to score. So it's going to be a good battle of power, because sometimes we're going to have the ball and sometimes not. So when we will not have the ball, we're going to have to be strong together and try to win the ball back as soon as possible. And when we're going to have the ball, the idea is to try to attack the box and to play our game. So again, it's going to be a good tactical battle.
Yeah, for our final question, we'll go to John Eagle. John, go ahead.
Thank you. Wilfred, within the structure of their system, they have obviously many talented players, but Hidalgo and Sanchez seem to be two of the keys, especially Hidalgo. He seems like he's really good in finding space and getting people behind the first line of defense of pressure sometimes. So with the fact that you want to make quick decisions and, you know, when you have the ball, pass the ball, always having someone up the field,
Yes, but I would say like every game. But the nuance about this game is going to be good at the right moment, because like you said, they are really good players in every positions. They are able to get in behind, they are able to keep the ball, we know that. So again, we're going to face a team with a different style of play, but at the end of the day, to defend well, we have to be precise and concise about what we want to do. So it's all about the details, about the distance, the good distance to cover or to close down or to balance, but also the good distance also to when you're going to have the ball. So again, we will not change the way we play, because this is the way we play. But the idea is going to be, like I told you, to be strong mentally at certain moments when they're going to have the ball, because we know that they are really good players. But it's going to be, for me, in terms of a tactical aspect, it's going to be a normal game. But the big difference is, yes, they are really good players.